And welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, affectionately known as WUF. My name is Scott Winters, and my pronouns are he and him, and it's very good to see all of you this morning. And happy Pride! I am very pleased to be your lay leader this morning to serve this beloved, beautiful, welcoming, and kind community. So we welcome each and every person that's here today. Whether you're here in person or watching online, you are welcome, no matter who you are, whom you love, how you identify your gender, if you do. You're welcome, no matter the amount of money that you have, your employment status, or your housing situation. We affirm your spiritual practices, or if you don't have any spiritual practice. And you're welcome whether your heart and mind and spirit are full today, or if you feel empty, if you're grieving, if you're hurting, you are welcome too. We are so grateful to have you here, to be a part of this community, to share this time together, this community of conscience and compassion. And we especially want to welcome all the folks who are new today, who are visiting for the first time. We invite you to fill out one of our welcome forms. We also have a QR code on the back of some of the seats that you'll see that you can scan with your phone. Please fill one of those out. We can then add you to our email list so that you can receive our e-blast each week and also the order of service that comes on Sunday mornings and learn about all the things that we are up to here at WUF. Our Sunday services are both here in person and also online, and today's service is being live streamed. In our efforts to care for all of our online members, friends, and visitors, we ask that folks here place their cell phones into airplane mode or just simply turn them off to help create a bigger bandwidth for the folks that are watching at home. And for our online viewers, we offer a follow-up after the service coffee hour for socializing and talking about the service and just checking in to see how everybody's doing. There's a link in your order of service, which was emailed this morning. And we also offer in-person coffee hour downstairs after the service. And it's a great time to see each other, get caught up, see what's happening, enjoy some good time together. So now we're going to light our chalice. And I'd like to invite Karen up to help with that. Now we light our chalice to honor the love that calls us into community, to awaken us, to bring our full selves into this space. It's love that calls us to offer our hearts and minds together, to work for justice and to welcome all. May we ever grow in love and kindness as we kindle our own lights from this flame. I invite you to join us in our affirmation together. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful and wondrous. Let us open our minds to learn what is true and what is mysterious. Let us open our hearts to love one another and our neighbors. Please join us for our opening hymn.
This one may not be familiar to many of you. You don't need to stand up for it. But it's a zipper song, which means on each verse it just changes one word. And you'll notice the word is underlined. Beloved is the first verse. Refugee and children are the second and third verses. So do I need to move a little bit this way so you guys can see maybe?
Can you play it through?
You'll hear it. You'll sing it. It'll be fine.
Go, I will go, beloved. Where you go, I will go.
great start to the service. So as you have seen, today's a very special service, as our own woofers have planned this service for a very long time to share some of our favorite and meaningful love songs with you this morning. So this service was originally planned for February, and you may remember we had a little incident with some snow that fell that weekend, a lot of snow. And so today we can say that we are grateful that the snow has melted. And that we can enjoy this service of love and celebration, love for family and children, love for country, our community, and love for friends and each other. This is a quote from Mac Davis, American country music singer. "Music is the universal language, and love is the key to peace, hope, and understanding, and living in harmony. I believe in music. I believe in love." I'd like to invite Kira up, who's going to lead us in our time for all ages.
We need the kiddos, right? Yeah. Okay, let's go. Standing might be better,
because
we've got some emotions that we've got to do with this song.
Yeah. Oh, I know the emotions.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. Anybody know the song Skidamarinka Dinka Dangle?
Yeah. I went to all the dingo.
Oh. As we reflect on love being the center of our faith as Unitarian Universalists, I'm reminded of what it means to love in community. The ways that we listen when a heart is hurting, the kindness and care that we show our children, the food that we lovingly make for each other, and care for the land in which we rest and visit frequently here. And the myriad of ways that we show kindness and love to each other every day of the week. I feel loved here. And we're learning how to love each other and our neighbors and the broader world more authentically. And especially today, I'm grateful for music, for all of the talent that we have here that's being shared today, and how love can be expressed through the arts. I invite you just to take a moment now to reflect on what you feel grateful for today.
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Sunshine.
Family.
Friends.
Returnees.
Sharing music.
Health.
What do you value from this community? Are there some ways you can contribute to this community with what you have to offer? From a smile, to your time, to your energy, financial resources, whatever you feel that you can offer. What are some ways that you can do that to demonstrate your commitment to who we are, to this beloved community? And so in this spirit of gratitude and generosity, we will now gratefully receive our offering as Ben plays our musical interlude. Please join me in our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may learn from the generosity of others. Choristers will now present There Is a Love.
And we want you to sing with us on this as well. This is kind of like the other one where it's repeating words with just a little difference for two verses. And the way we'll do this is we'll sing it all together for those first two verses, and then we're going to start it again with a round. And I'll give this side of the room the first part of the round, and then I'll bring you in on this side. Let's give it a try. All together now.
There is
could take a deep breath. As we rest in this love, we think about all the happiness that's in the world, all the goodness and love and beauty that grows within us, in all the folks around us, and in the natural world around us too. Together, here, we create a circle of celebration deep enough to hold all of that happiness and all of that joy in our lives. And as we all know very well, there's also much pain in this world. Each of us knows loss and suffering. And together, we create a circle of compassion, wide enough to hold all the sorrow and all the pain that we have here today. And as we begin our ritual, and as Ben begins to play, as you feel moved, I invite you to come forward and place a stone in the water on our altar. And the water in the bowl represents this community of compassion that holds all of these joys and all of these sorrows. It holds the celebration of all of these joys and all that's here that needs to be received today. So I invite you to come up through this aisle here and to return to your seat from this aisle, and bless your time.
Modest Love by Sir Edward Dyer. The lowest trees have tops, the ant her gall, the fly her spleen, the little sparks their heat. The slender hairs cast shadows, though but small, and bees have stings, although they be not great. Seas have their source, and so have shallow springs. And love is love in beggars as in kings.
The English language invests the word love with many, many meanings. We can be reminded of some of them through the beautiful lyrics of John Denver. I first sang this duet 30 years ago with my brother at the wedding of a niece. I'm very delighted that today Dan and Kim have allowed me to sing it with them. Perhaps love is like a resting place, a shelter from the storm. It exists to give you comfort, it's there to keep you warm. And in those times of trouble, when you are most alone, the memory of love will bring you home. Oh, some say love is like a cloud, to some as strong as steel, for some a way of living, some a way to feel. And some say love is holding on, and some say letting go, and some say love is everything, some say they don't know. Perhaps love is like a window, perhaps an open door. It invites you to come closer, it wants to show you more. And even if you lose yourself and don't know what to do, the memory of love will see you through. Oh, some say love is like a cloud, and some say strong as steel. For some, a way of living, for some, a way to feel. And some say love is holding on, and some say letting go. And some say love is everything, some say they don't know. Perhaps love is like the ocean, full of conflict, full of pain. Like a fire when it's cold outside, thunder when it rains. If I should live forever and all my dreams come true, my memories of love will be of you. My memories of love will be.
The The first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other, and so now I'm asking, Golda, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love him? For 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
Then you love me. And I suppose I love you too.
It doesn't change a thing, but even so,
after 25 years, it's nice to.
Karen. So when Lynn Manuel Miranda accepted his award for the best score of for Hamilton at the 2016 Tony Awards. He said he was too old to freestyle, so he wrote a sonnet instead. It addressed his love for his wife, Vanessa, as well as the shooting massacre that left 50 people dead early Sunday in a nightclub in Orlando, Florida. This sonnet seems just as relevant today. My wife's the reason anything gets done. She nudges me towards promise by degrees. She is the perfect symphony of one, our son, her most beautiful reprise. We chase the melodies that seem to find us until they're finished songs and start to play. When senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, not one day. This show is proof that history remembers. We've lived through times when hate and fear seemed stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is 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 love. Cannot be killed or swept aside. I sing Vanessa's symphony. Eliza tells her story. Now fill the music, fill the world with music, love, and pride.
I'd like to invite the choristers up. So this is the choristers' last service until we come back in the fall. I'm so glad we got to do this love service and a great way to close our season. Music is food for our souls, and according to Shakespeare, it is also the food of love. Colonel Henry Havingham borrowed that sentiment from Shakespeare's opening monologue in Twelfth Night, and wrote a new poem that was famously set to music by Henry Purcell in the 1690s. This version is a more romantic reimagining of the text by composer David Dickow. If music be the food of love, sing on, sing on.
If music Thank you. one more closer to end our music service on today. You might have all done this with me before. This is called circle singing, so it's going to be totally improvised music that you are going to sing. We're going to divide you up into three parts. So we've got our section one over here. Section two is our big one, and then section three. So we're going to give it a try and see how it goes. Whatever you hear that you're going to be doing, you can add your own harmonies. You can do it an octave higher or an octave lower. So you're with the people you're with, but you can play. That's the whole theme of the month, right, is play. So this is a play. And I don't know how we're going to follow that wonderful performance, but we'll just try to come up with something. So we need a word or a phrase, maybe something that stuck out to you from the service today, a mantra to send us forth for our week. So what do we want to sing about today? Justice is love with its work boots on. What else? What else can we sing about?
Music is
love, delight.
Skidamarink. They buried us, but they didn't know we were seeds.
They didn't know. Oh my gosh, we've got so many poets in here. I was like, one word, but okay, great. We have another full sonnet. So let's go. We'll do justice is love. I'm gonna come over here.
Today are from Barbara Hamilton Holloway. Go now in peace. Deeply regard each other. Truly listen to each other. Speak what each must speak. Be ready in every moment to disarm your own heart. And rejoice in this love you have begun. Amen. We extinguish this flame, but not the vision and compassion of our faith. May they stay with you until we all meet again.
Hey.